Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Previous 24 hours of Deep Podesta, that was like a groundbreaking. I feel like within the Deep Podesta convo, when we first had it into that, now even being able to talk to Daryl, it has evolved. It's evolved in an interesting way, but like the idea that half of people just want to be like, oh, of course I saw this coming. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Like, I'm sorry. You know, you didn't.
You and I were legitimately shocked yesterday. And like, I don't mind, like if you're a Browns employee and you're talking to the media and you go, we knew that this was in the works. That's fine. That's how you should play this, right? Whether it's true or not, doesn't matter. The Browns have to play this like this was all part of the plan. And because if it's not part of the plan, it confirms that it's rats jumping off the ship.
So that's like Fanta, for instance. Fanta's like, well, this explains why Andrew Berry didn't do his press conference. And it's like, huh? like, hold on, think about that for a second. Like, and I love John, you know this, eraser phrase, but like
Ignatius's future head coach.
He makes too much money on NBC for that. But what is the point of the, so they're like, wait, so we know that Deep Podesta's interviewing, which by the way, Rosenthal already, you had the point earlier today, said he was third in line for this job. So he's been interviewing for this job that he came third in line, but then
behind two guys who've never done anything in sports, with apologies and love to Matt Forman, the Guardians assistant GM.
But then like 11 days ago, Andrew Berry can decide that he doesn't want to do a press conference in the bye week, and that's all of a sudden some premeditated thing towards Deep Podesta taking a baseball job. Like, what are we doing? Like, it's fairly obvious. It caught a lot of people by surprise. That's an okay thing. It's all right to admit.
Yeah, and it's all right if this means something.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, again, I understand why the Browns will spin this as, hey, we knew Paul wanted to get back in the baseball space, and we were never going to stop him because we appreciate the culture that he helped build here. That's what they're supposed to say, because they don't want you to know that there could be more changes going. You're trying to, but that's, I don't think you can divorce, or I don't think you can set aside, separate, however you want to say it, the over-the-top optimistic vibe coming out of the Browns locker room this week with Deep Podesta leaving. This feels like the last stand, which it shouldn't feel against the Jets.
Well, so hold on, I don't think that the players had any indication that Deep Podesta was leaving. Only like Njoku made his "I'm not leaving" speech before we found out anything with Deep Podesta.
No. But I think there was an idea of, hey, let's come out of this bye with a renewed sense of optimism. We're putting the first half to bed. That was probably informed for Kevin Stefanski and his coaching staff. I think they knew.
Okay, no, I agree with that, because if the players had known, we all would have found out at some
point. But I also, like, I don't think it's, but just to be clear, I'm not saying because Deep Podesta left, that, no. I'm saying it's holistically. You're 2-6. You know that if you don't win a couple of these games coming up in short order, that it's going to get harder and harder and harder to win. And I think because of that, I think there was a, let's get a, you know, we also could have some significant news coming down the pike. And I, again, all of this works if you win on Sunday. Because if you do the rah-rah stuff, if you do the, I'm not leaving, if you do the, you know, the whole thing, that's, and then you lose, That has implications.
Yeah.
It really does. It can backfire in a really rough way.
Well, you just lost it, and it just gets taken away is all it is. But like I cannot stress enough the idea that I don't think the players care in the slightest bit that DePodesta's not here anymore. I really don't.
I bet you there are a few people who
I don't
are,
think they had the relationship with him the same
no,
way,
No, it's
though.
Not about the relationship. I think it's about... I guarantee you that there are football players in that organization who don't want to deal with the way the organization makes decisions or did under Paul. Meaning, in the way that you and I like football guys making football decisions.
Yeah.
And there are people out there who liked and trusted Paul DePodesta. I'm not saying everybody in that disliked Paul personally, but do I think that there are some coaches in that building? Do I think there are some players in that building who feel like there's too many cooks in the kitchen and that gets in the way of winning? 100%. I guarantee you there are dudes.
That might even just be a Barry and Stefanski and the collective part of this.
What do you mean?
Well, like first off, too many cooks in the kitchen. Obviously, we're talking about too many people being involved. So you're just getting rid of one. I'm talking more about the actual impact that a player would feel with DePodesta not being around. Because as far as we know, he wasn't around much to begin with anyway.
Yeah,
it's different than what I'm trying to explain here. It's different to me than like if you fire a coach, or even let's say if you fire a tight ends coach, or even an offensive line coach, somebody that's in those meetings, somebody that feels like it's like we went to battle with this guy. This guy was on the sidelines with us. This guy, he did this, he did that. I got a relationship with this guy versus DePodesta, where he's never there.
Yeah.
He's not at the meetings. There's no, wow, this guy was all in for what we were trying to do. Everything he did was in the shadows.
You know what I'd love to know from those players, though? I'd love to know how they feel about the amount of, again, like everybody uses analytics. So we can get really, really dumbed down really quickly in this conversation. But the general premise is the Browns are the most analytically run organization in football. I would love to know, with guys like Miles, with guys like Wyatt Teller, right? I'd love to know of those guys, if any of them are like, I think this is too much.
It's probably a mixed bag. I'm sure there's got to be some of them that think it's too much.
Because I don't know it touches them. In like meaning like they go, hey, your pass rush runway. Because I think they have internal stuff that they can use.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking like, hey, Kevin, why didn't we go for it there? Because you looked at a piece of paper instead of the moment or the gut feeling, something like that.
Yeah, no, there's got to be some of those. For sure there has to be. I mean, there's too many people in our fan base that question that for there not to be somebody in a locker room 53 to also question that.
I wonder if there's more than not, though. I think that's what's interesting. Is okay. How much of those guys just buy in?
I mean, at this point, if you're an Njoku type, if you're a Miles type, if you're one of the guys that have been here for 8-9 years, you got to be tired of all of it.
Mostly the losing.
Despite what Teller might tell you, you got to be tired of all of it. But Tonio's whole career has been people telling him analytics are going to take him somewhere to have analytics take him nowhere.
Just re-sign Wyatt Teller, guys. And maybe David Njoku, too. Come on.
I think they will.
216. I do, too, but it's the fact that I don't know it for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Or the grinds my gears a little bit.
We want to talk about the idea that you had Paul DePodesta's burner on the screen for what might have been an hour and a half.
I never know if that's like a bit.
Well, it's got to be a bit.
Just, well, because sometimes Jake will be like, be don't take this call. This guy's an idiot. Or guy just wants to scream about this.
It got me oddly curious, but not curious enough to bring it up at any point in between the break.
Well, no,
that was part of the problem. I kept seeing it during the segment I kind of want to know what he has to say, but then it never really worked its way into it.
I should have requested elaboration and been like, is this, you know...
Is it funny?
Is it not? Is that his Twitter account? I don't know. Like, you know, meaning like, is it the guy that runs a
funny thing about DePodesta is that since he never talks to the media, he could be calling into sports talk radio shows all the time, and we would not be any of the wise.
No, you know, it'd sound like Antonetti and Chernoff.
It would just sound like anybody that calls
all
in.
All those guys, every guy that comes out of Ivy League, they sound the exact same. They talk the exact same. It's as if you cloned them. And by the way,
their voice, Tom Brady clone?
No,
is that the Ivy League secret?
Well, listen.
I got a lot of questions at home with my wife. If that's the Ivy League secret,
what are the questions? You want a second? Elise?
No, is she a clone? She is. That's what they're doing at the Ivy League.
If you could just make a second Elise, so you have both Elises.
I have too many women in my household as is.
I was gonna say, like,
I've seen the little one, Charlotte. She's almost three. She bosses me around even worse than Elise does at times, and so I can imagine.
It's funny.
That the third is going to be exactly the same as the second one.
See, or maybe they'll be more like you. Maybe they'll be more malleable. You'll have someone to boss around.
It's not going that way.
I agree.
We all know
that. Now, that being said, see, my problem is the opposite. There's just a lot of emotion in my house, and it is very dysregulating. So while I would love another Vanessa, because I love this one so damn much, if I could just plural marry multiple of my wife, I would, because I just love this woman that much.
Yeah.
But it would probably kill me quicker because there's just so much emotion. I mean, I'm like, walk in, I'll have a good day, and I'm resting pulse at like what a healthy person would have. And within 5 minutes, I'm like, I know exactly how screwed I am on any given night by who greets me when outside. If anybody comes out and what their attitude is.
What do you mean if anyone comes out? Like it's like a rotating cast of people that greet you at the door?
Well, yeah. At any point, anyone will come out, which I love. I love because I get a hug and I get love. How are you?
Like the coolest part of fatherhood to me right now is Charlotte. Every time I come home, she runs instantly screaming daddy to give me a hug. That's the greatest part so far.
My oldest kid is 15 and she'll still give me hugs and she'll let me give her a kiss on the head. She's just like, I love it. But I can pick out how my night's going to go based off what energy I get from that person. Because it's all positive towards me. But like if I see Vanessa walk out and she has the very clear, I'm getting too old for this look, I know I'm going to get a great kiss. I'm going to get a great hug.
Yeah.
She's going to tell me she loves me. And then the next 15 minutes are going to be war zone.
She's just looking like that Popeyes worker sitting on the bench. Like she's just been through it.
Yep. And by the way,
she's had herself a day.
By the way, there's also times where she's out and she's smiling and she's looking up at the stars and her eyes are sparkling. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be a great night. But a lot of the first one. But from all four women, that's the thing, is some days it's Ness, some days it's my oldest kiddo, and then on any random day, it could be one of the twins.
Okay, but we agree, though, neither one of us are then cloning our wives.
But I'd like to.
You'd like to?
Yeah.
Why? Like, give you more opportunities to have somebody be positive or not?
A little more positive.
Are you going to send this one working?
She would get a job.
You're going to send this one on the
phone? Yeah,
I don't know why I assume my clone was just going to be sitting around at the house all day. I didn't think my clone was going to be out there working.
That's
why I made the mistake.
My Vanessa won't be cloned to be a freeloader.
What I'd like to do is tell my clone to be like, hey, could you go pick up dinner for me and actual Elise?
Wait, you just want a servant?
Well, that's kind of the point of a clone, in my opinion. But
I was thinking
clone,
of a couple other things for the clone.
If the clone acts like my wife, it's not going to go that way. My house is not 1955.
You just can't have two women telling you to go pick up
dinner? That's exactly what would happen. They'd become best friends, and then I'd be the one still going to get dinner.
Or they could hate each other, and that could be fun.
Well, that sounds miserable, too. Then they're just yelling at each other in the.
Oh, I was thinking there's tension.
How do you resolve
the tension?
Easy now.
You know how you do it, Slugger.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Horny!
Somebody complimented him on that drop, and it's just been going crazy.
It's the only thing
today.
We're
going
to hear. It's going to be like...
It was a good use there.
And Kevin Stefanski has been fired by the Cleveland Browns.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, he missed it.
Bit killer.
He missed
it. I'm going to set you up again. And if you don't do it...
last time
Bart Winkler, I'm going to scream at you. all right. Kevin Stefanski has been fired by the Cleveland Browns.
I'm horny!
And like... NBA great, insert name here, has passed away at the age of 90.
Oh.
I'm not going for that one.
Are you you refuse? You know what? We want to clone Mac and
commit to the bit?
That'll commit to the bit. That's the
morning.
There we go.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yes.
Wow. And somebody just died.
Yeah, for somebody dying?
It's a joke, Mac. We're not literally saying it.
Are you going to tweet it out like saying cancer is bad?
You know, you get one good line in, and then you spend the rest of the week degrading the success you had yesterday with the hairline joke.
I got 25 minutes. That's all I got left.
I was proven right, by the way, in tweeting that out.
You were, and I'm proud of you. What was the thesis again?
I didn't want to be proven right. Not even doing it. Not even doing it.
I'm so proud of you that you thought about it. You were like, I'm going to... He's setting a trap. That son of a... It's Friday at 6:40. What are we doing here? 216-474-0092. Would you clone your spouse? Now, it doesn't replace them. It just means there's two of your spouses in your houses. Would you do it? I think I would. What? Why are you giving me that look?
You made him like a mouse in a house type
thing.
Yeah,
no, I went a little Dr. Seuss there. I was trying to make it a little more silly because, you know, you can get really sinister or really tawdry very quickly with the whole clone the spouse kind of thing.
Yeah.
I kind of went Sebastian Maniscalco there.
Have some Senka.
Good Lord. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.